Byron Malott is from Yakutat, so a shout-out and a small challenge are very much in order.
Sitka may be having some Yakutat weather, but that shouldn't keep tough Sitkans from getting out and voting, or tough people in Yakutat or any of the other communities that KCAW serves.
Malott says Alaska's paper ballot system is secure and reliable. While he won't call it a model for the rest of the country, he believes voting works remarkably well here.
And we've done a lot to make it more efficient. We have a long way to go, but the notion of every Alaskan, no matter where they are situated or how they are situated, who are eligible to vote, being able to do that in a safe, in a timely, and an available way is, you know, it's fundamental to our democracy, and we take it seriously.
All 40 seats in Alaska's House of Representatives are up for grabs. Malott travels pretty widely in the state. He's racked up 280,000 Alaska air miles in just 2 years. And he says that overwhelmingly, residents understand that the state is in financial trouble.
My sense is that Alaskans do understand the gravity of our fiscal crisis. I think that the fact that in the primary election, six incumbents lost their seats, who were in the majority that had not acted on a fiscal plan, was no accident.
Malott says that he's an optimist, a lifelong Alaskan. He believes that residents ultimately do the right thing here. Governor Bill Walker took heat for vetoing half of the permanent fund dividend this year. Malott knows that hurts in rural communities like his hometown of Yakutat. But he also thinks that rural residents understand that there is a greater good to be had by sacrificing now.
If this were an issue that the native community, the rural community, felt was a fiscal and moral outrage, AFN would have acted. AFN did not deal with the permanent fund dividend issue. And I believe that it was done because the rural community, the native community, knows, and they have been very vocal in saying that we need that balance. We need to resolve the fiscal crisis. We all need to be part of it. But we also, more than anything else, need to be able to have a sustainable fiscal future that allows us to make the investments that grow our regions and our state and provide education for our children, so forth. And they get it.
Governor Walker will undergo surgery for prostate cancer in December. Malott says the cancer was caught early and the prognosis for a full recovery is good. While he'll be in charge for the few hours that the governor is under anesthetic, Malott is looking forward to handing the reins back after the procedure.
He is fully expecting to be 100% governor. I want him to be 100% governor. I've never worked with a man like him. You know, what you see is what you get, both in the most intimate of discussions or in public. Incredibly hard worker. Upbeat, positive, and in terms of the mental strength you have to need to deal with this kind of circumstance, I can't think of a more ideal and strong person.
After his short trip to Sitka, Malott returned to Juneau to watch election returns from across the country on Tuesday. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.